Dreamscape presents Pure by Andrew Miller, read by Ralph Caution. First, the time will come when the sun will shine only on free men who have no master but their reason. Marquis de Condorcet. One. A young man, young but not very young, sits in an anteroom somewhere, some wing or other, in the Palace of Versailles. He is waiting. He has been waiting a long time. There is no fire in the room, though it is the third week in October, and cold as Candlemas. His legs and back are stiffening from it, the cold, and 3 days of travelling through it. First with Cousin André from Belém to Nogent, then the coach, overfull with raw-faced people in winter coats, baskets on their laps, parcels under their feet, some travelling with dogs, one old man with a cockerel under his coat. 30 hours to Paris and the Rue aux Ours, where they climbed down onto cobbles and horse shit, and shifted about outside the haulier's office as if unsure of their legs. Then this morning, coming from the lodgings he had taken on the Rue— Through what? An early start on a hired nag to reach Versailles, and this, a day that may be the most important of his life, or maybe nothing. He is not alone in the room. A man of about 40 is sitting opposite him in a narrow armchair, his surtout buttoned to his chin, his eyes shut, his hands crossed in his lap. A large